Mischief Makers Day 18. Snowballs.
"We were almost scared to death,"
said Lil, glaring at Glitter.
"I didn't even know there were garden gnomes, let alone that they were your friends."
Glitter laughed and snorted.
"I still say it was a dirty trick."
Nim scowled at Glitter. Glitter just laughed harder. "Oh, Nim, you should have seen your faces." After being terrified and nearly roasted alive over a small gnomish fire, the elves screamed as Glitter galloped out to the garden, laughing so hard she brayed and called the gnomes off. Apparently, she had orchestrated the whole thing. Figgy and Pixie giggled.
"What are you two laughing about? You are just as terrified as we were,"
said Nim. But Figgy and Pixie were not laughing about the gnomes. They were slowly preparing for the night's mischief.
"What are you two doing over there?"
asked Lil, finally noticing their secretive movements.
"Us? We aren't doing anything,"
said Pixie with wide, innocent eyes. Slowly, Nim, Lil, and Glitter approached.
"Oh my goodness! What on earth did you do to Beryl?"
Lil exclaimed. Beryl was completely covered in toilet paper with only his eyes, nose, and tail free from the white wrapping. As the original trio gaped in surprise at the little dog, a cotton ball sailed toward them and hit Glitter on the antlers. Then, chaos erupted.
"Snowball fight!"
yelled Figgy and Pixie. By the time the elves and Glitter were done, the entire living room, kitchen, and hallway were covered with cotton snowballs. Beryl had escaped, and Nim, Lil, Pixie, and Figgy were tangled in tinsel. Glitter was breathless with laughter, until they heard the sound of shuffling steps and soft sighs.
"Tap! Everybody freeze!"